This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As one who has been in ministry many years, let me conclude the study we've been doing in Psalm 46:10 by encouraging those involved in ministry to take this discipline to heart. And let me encourage those who are followers in the church to prayerfully support your spiritual leaders as they try to carve out time to do this. In the early church, a need surfaced as described in Acts 6. Some widows in the church were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. This was a legitimate need that the church needed to address. Naturally, it was brought to the leaders. They gathered the people together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables." Then they had the church choose 7 men who could take care of the needs of the widows. "We will turn this responsibility over to them," they said, "and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." They delegated to others the task that would keep the apostles from being still and getting to know more deeply that God is God. As they got to know God more deeply, they would be able to minister the Word of God to the people more effectively. Making time for prayer is also important for every believer, but especially for those who are in leadership within the church. There is no shortcut to being used of God in ministry. It takes time in prayer and in the Bible, in the presence of God. Hearing from God what He wants you to do and to share with His people cannot be done in a hurry and requires solitude in God's presence.